are again with our hero, Riley Bascom, whom they call Riley for short, the winner of the popularity contest who has just arrived in Hollywood. At the present moment, he is waiting at Hollywood Boulevard and Vine Street, keeping an appointment with a Mr. L.J. Cheatham, whom he met on the train and to whom he loaned $300. Here he is.
Pardon me, officer. I'm seeking the office of Mr. L.J. Cheatham at the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Vine Street, Hollywood, California.
Well, young fella, you're standing in the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Vine Street, Hollywood, California. But Mr. L.J. Cheatham hasn't showed up yet. Between you and me, I don't think he ever will.
May I ask what you mean?
You may, and I'm telling you. That gentleman, Mr. Cheatham, is a cheat by name and nature. For the past 6 months, he's had this corner cluttered up with weeping girls and disappointed young men like yourself, trying to get into the movies.
Oh, but I'm different. I'm Riley Bascom. They call me Riley for short. I won the popularity contest.
I understand. Everybody feels they're different. But there's no difference to Mr. Cheatham. He treats them all alike, takes their money and sends them down to this corner. I'm getting tired of answering questions about that swindler.
Too bad. He should be taught the error of his ways.
Well, I'm just a policeman, not a missionary. I suggest that you join that discouraged group over there on the sidewalk. They're waiting for him. Line forms to the right. Look out there. Get on the sidewalk before you're carried there.
Thank you, officer.
I think it's a shame.
I came all the way from Kansas.
He got 200 from me.
He got my last two.
Pardon me, folks. Are you looking for Mr. Cheatham?
Oh, we'll say we are, and how?
Can you tell us where we can find him?
Yeah, tell me where I can find him. What are you to him?
Well, we want our money, or we want a job, or we want...
Now, just a minute, folks. Just a minute. I, too, have been victimized by him. I'm Riley Bascom. They call me Riley for short. You probably heard about me winning the popularity contest at Medbury and the contract with the Pikem Film Company as leading man. Maybe I can help you get a job with my firm. I'm on my way there now.
Okay, we'll try anything once more.
Let's go. Where's the studio?
Well, here's the card. Sunset Boulevard and DeVoe Street.
You say your name is Riley Bascom?
Yes, but they call me Riley for short. You see, I won the popularity.
Yes, I know. I won a contest, too. Cost my folks a lot of money. But all I got was a lot of heartache. We were flim-flammed.
That's too bad. And such a pretty girl as you. Oh, but I'm different. I got a real contract in my pocket. Never mind, I'll help you. After we become famous, we'll probably look back at this experience and laugh.
Well, the way I feel now, I couldn't laugh if Charlie Chaplin turned a handspring right here on this corner.
Oh, Chaplin's all right, as a comedian. But my class of work is dramatic, the higher and finer thing.
Well, like Romeo and Juliet, that's my favorite.
Or the Count of Monte Cristo. Of course, I shall have to do lighter things. But every great artist has to be patient, make sacrifices on the road to stardom.
Here we are. Here's the Pikem Studios.
Where do we go from here?
Hurry up, Mr. Leading Man. Do your stuff.
Now, I'll go in first and make arrangements for you all. Wait here.
Pull on there, young fella. Where are you going?
I'm the leading man here. Leading man to the Pikem Film Company.
That's great. Maybe you can lead us to the whereabouts of the officials of the Pikem Film Company. I'm a deputy sheriff.
Deputy sheriff? I'm Riley Bascom, but they call me Riley for short.
Wouldn't care if you were Christopher Columbus. This studio is in the hands of the sheriff. They've been operating a flim-flam game, and we're looking for them now. If those other young folks are with you, just break the news to them. Good day.
Why, what happened? Why, you look as if you were ill.
What's the word? Are they closed?
Another skin game, eh?
Well, I'm going to get the first train back home.
Folks, I think there's something wrong.
Think? I'm sure there's something wrong.
Everything is wrong.
Well, I should get gray-headed over it. I'm going down to the beach. Who's game?
Come on, let's go. Get in my roadster.
So long, Mr. Leading Man. Meet you at the poorhouse.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So long.
Why didn't you go with them?
Oh, I just couldn't leave you here alone after your disappointment.
That's very sweet of you. But I'm used to disappointments now. Like the eel, I'm getting used to being skinned. Are you hungry? Let's get one of those box lunches. Two lunches, please.
25 or 35 cent ones.
Oh, a 25 cent one will do me.
Take a larger one. Two 35 cent ones, please. Thank you. Well, that's all right. Keep the change.
Thanks.
Here.
Thank you. Say, did you know that was a dollar you gave the girl?
Sure, that's all right. I've got lots of money. Over $400 left. That's a fortune.
Save your money. Work is scarce. Say, jobs and pictures are few and far between. Oh, here. Let's sit on this bus stop bench and eat.
This reminds me of the annual fireman's picnic at Medbury. Oh, by the way, what's your name?
Well, my screen name is Gloria Gladwell. My real name is Dorothy Brown. You know, there's everything in a name, particularly in the pictures. What's your screen name?
Haven't thought of a screen name. My own is pretty good. Raleigh Bascom.
To become a star, I think you ought to change it to something like Richard Dare. You know, do and dare, sort of hero.
Maybe, but it will require a lot of thought. It's too important to make a decision right away.
See, folks, when you get through with that lunch, please don't throw the box in the street. The cops raised the devil with me about it.
We won't.
Well, we'll be careful. We'll be through in a few minutes. Oh, by the way, could you tell me the quickest way to get to the Tech Art Studio?
Vine Street bus and transfer to Melrose. Just 5 minutes ride. Say, are you in pictures, dearie?
Well, I'm trying to get in them. I'm going down to register there. You know, I hear they're making a football series.
I used to hear those things, too. But I never could make the grade. So I thought I'd get closer to the food. That's why I'm selling box lunches. At least I'm sure of my grub.
You should have stuck to it. You might have succeeded.
The racket is too tough. You need a constitution of iron. To stand the gas, you'd better start eating raw meat and drinking ox blood.
Well, I'm pretty strong. I won a wrestling contest at Medbury. I'm Raleigh Bascom. They call me Riley for short. Someday I hope...
That's what you need. Lots of hope and patience. Because you'll find things out here as empty as a casting director's promise.
I know the way is hard on the road to becoming a star.
I'll say it's hard. It's like living through the Russian Revolution. It's war. War to the knife.
Maybe there are too many out here trying to get into pictures.
I'll say so. They're sleeping three in a bed. Why, if you threw a brick out of a window at Cahuenga Boulevard in Hollywood, you'd hit 10 actors.
You can't discourage me. I understand there's big money in the business.
That all depends who told you that. A fortune teller or a paying teller.
Here comes the bus.
Well, so long. Take my advice. Grab a broom and shoulder a shovel and go to work.
Fare, please. Transfer.
Please call out when we get to Melrose Avenue, Tech Art Studio. When we get there, Mr. Bascom, you ought to register, too.
Please call me Riley, and I'll call you Dorothy. I hope what that girl said will not discourage you. It only makes me feel that I can succeed, and I will eventually become a big star.
Martin, look! Isn't that the young man that walked up my back trying to get off the train? The one who thought he was being met by a band at the station?
Sure enough it is. The one that talks so loud about being a moving picture star.
Well, if they ever aim a camera at him, he'll think it's a machine gun.
He doesn't look as if he's dry behind the ears yet. Moving picture star. Not with that face. He looks as if he was made for spite.
I wonder who those people back of us are talking about.
Melrose Avenue. Transfer to Melrose Avenue.
This is the Tech Art Studio. And that's the casting office window. You'll have to knock.
Pardon me, but I'd like to see the director.
Who wants to see him? Have an appointment? What's the nature of your business?
I'm Raleigh Bascom, but they call me Riley for short.
Let's make it short. What do you want?
Well, Mr. Bascom wants to register.
Why didn't he say so? I'll register you. But there's no casting today. What's your name?
Raleigh Bascom, but they call
me... What's your address?
Ambassador Hotel.
Which you're kidding. I mean, where do you live, not where you hang out.
I live there. I just got in from Medbury. I won the...
Extensive wardrobe, yes. Do you swim, dive, ride horseback, sing, play golf? Yes, 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 yes.
I also do magical parlor tricks with cards.
That's great. Let you know in 2 weeks. That's all.
What was that fella trying to talk about?
Well, that was the casting director. They're all like that.
Hey there, young fellow. You know anything about football?
I'm talking to you.
Know about football? Why, I played left tackle
He's
on...
He's okay, Barney. Here, take this ticket. Go with this guy to... Bozo?
My name is Raleigh Bascom.
That's all right. My name's Barney. Let's go for stage 3.
But what are we going for?
You're playing the red-green cereal. Do you think I was taking you to lunch? Right in here. There. Get into this suit. We're waiting.
What sort of a part is it? You know, I won the popularity contest.
Here, Ike. Bring this guy out in stage three when he's dressed.
Quiet, folks. Will you be quiet? Horny boys, ready for the kickoff? This is supposed to be the second half. Come on, line up.
Pardon me, Director, but I'd like to talk to you. My name is Riley Bascom. I won the...
Come on, will you get into line? Ready, camera?
Ready.
Ready, sound?
Ready.
Ready for the cheers. Quiet. Wait for the bell.
See, kid, you was great. You sure know your football. The director's coming to tell you how great you are. Here he is now.
Where is that young man? Oh, yes, here you are. I want to thank you for your wonderful work today. I want to...
Oh, that was nothing. Glad to favor you all. I'm Riley Bascom. They call me Riley for short.
This is our football star, the famous Harold Red Green.
Glad to meet you, son. You're a real football player. I'd like to have a little chat
with
you.
I know you, Red. When you came to Medbury to play, I was the fella that opened your automobile door at the station. You remember, don't you? I wore the little red polar cap.
Well, there was such a crowd there, you'll forgive me for not quite recalling the incident. But however, I'm glad to meet you again.
You see, I'm Riley Bascom. I won the popularity contest. Say, how would you like to have dinner with me?
Well, suppose you come to my house for dinner. We can talk over football and spend a pleasant
evening
together.
I sure will, Red. Do you remember the Medbury College yell we gave you? Medbury! Medbury! Here we are! Are we in it? Well, I guess. Medbury! Medbury! Yes, yes, yes!
Don't pay any attention to them, young fella. We'll go and have a good little feed together and talk things over.
Gee, Red,
you're
going to
be a big hit.
I can tell you that.
Well, our hero landed in the pictures with both feet and met the famous Red Green and is going to have dinner with him. Who knows what may develop? We shall soon see and learn more of the life of Riley in Hollywood.